It's been a generation since moviegoers got to see that cleaned-up storybook version of what it's like to have autism in the Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman movie Rain Man.
Okay, now what do I have left?
Two jacks, one eight, one king, one six. Two aces, 110, 109, 15.
15. You are beautiful, man.
There's a new movie out today that, in its own way, is much more beautiful than Rain Man. It's a buddy movie and a road picture. It's the story of two adults with autism who hit the road and travel the world, trying to understand the world and make themselves understood as well.
I was trapped in that body that didn't work right. I was and not be able to let people know.
The film is called Wretches and Jabberers. It follows Larry Bissonette and Tracy Thresher. The documentary is a beautiful story of two disability advocates who circle the globe with a message for all of the fellow autistic people they meet. You can do anything. Just look at us. And they have a message for the rest of us. That's, we're more like you than not. We talked with the stars and director of the film yesterday. They brought their assistants and all of their communications equipment and a very humbled and proud director, Jerry Wurzburg. We spent a few moments typing and talking and getting to know each other.
Are we rolling?
Nope, not today. Yes.
You're not rolling? Larry, it's all right. You don't have to roll. All right, let me set the scene in here for just a moment. We have virtually the entire cast of the movie Wretches and Jabberers here. We have Tracy Thresher. We've got Larry Bissonette, their assistants, Pascal Chang, Tracy's assistant, Harvey Lavoie, and the director of the movie Wretches and Jabberers, Jerry Wurzburg. Thanks so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
So, Larry, I'm going to start with you, since I think of you as kind of the...
Hello.
Thank you, Trace. Thank you,
Trace. It was a confusing, fun bit of wonderful chaos in the studio, this mediated conversation. Larry and Tracy fielded my questions by typing out answers on their communication devices. My first question was to Larry. How did he become an artist, a painter? And you can hear as he carefully types out his answer on his touchscreen.
Take a bathroom apart. It's robot. Take a bathroom apart.
That's my label.
How did you break into painting? You actually get paid to paint.
I saw here.
Hey.
We're hanging on your every word, Larry.
Keep going.
Take a brush and just go. It was that simple.
Spoken like a true artist. You just take a brush and go with it. It's that simple. So that's Larry Bissonette, who's one of the stars of the movie Wretches and Jabberers. Tracy Thresher, what's it like to work with this guy?
Well... That's a loaded question. With Larry, you better be ready for anything. He is very funny, very political, and big-time cheeseburger head. We are soulmates.
Soulmates. Cheeseburger head soulmates. You know, that could have been the title of this movie, Jerry Wurzburg. Did you think of it always as a film about two wild and crazy guys going across the world? Or was it more about the importance of communication?
Well, I think in terms of audiences, it's a story about the odd couple and about Larry and Tracy and their personalities and the way that Larry and Tracy engage people wherever they go and so quickly. And that's the part that I really love.
Tracy Thresher, you know, you don't make eye contact. Larry doesn't make eye contact. Most people with autism have difficulty making eye contact. This is a film all about communication. How do you get people to trust you if you can't or don't make eye contact with them?
To think eye contact is trustworthy is to think politicians tell the truth, so you can't judge the book by its cover. And once people take the time to type with me, they trust my words.
Politicians say the worst lies when they're looking you straight in the face. That is so true.
Harvey, as Tracy Thresher's assistant, do you sometimes feel like you're channeling Tracy's sense of humor and style of speaking when you're working with him?
I don't know if I would say channeling. I think, you know, my thing is to really get out of the way so that he can get his sense of humor out and his style of talking to people and, you know, through typing. And just make sure that he's focused. And once he's focused and feeling supported, then the words just sort of flow out.
Yeah, as we've seen here this morning, for sure. Pascal, how does your work as an assistant become an embodiment in a certain way of the personality of Larry?
Well, I think you mentioned hanging on every word. And I think when you're supporting someone where communication takes time, that you really get a chance to really listen to the person and understand what they're thinking about, what their ideas and thoughts are. Whereas with someone who talks and speech is a lot faster, I don't think you get a chance sometimes to get to know someone in that way.
It's a great lesson for someone who does frenetic live radio. Jerry Wurzburg, how do audiences respond to Larry and Tracy and ultimately this film?
The general audience, not people who are in the disability community, are amazed by this film because it's this journey into a world that they don't know anything about. It challenges the way they have normally approached people who don't communicate or look different or, you know, whatever the difference is, you know, around ability. It completely rearranges their brain about how they need to approach the world. And I've had many people come up, write me with that reaction after seeing the film.
And it's sort of like what Harvey was saying a moment ago, the challenge is to stay out of the way of these guys.
And in making the film, it was very much, it's their story and we work very collaboratively. But it was, it emerged as we traveled. And that was the unpredictable part. It's a journey and you don't know where it's going to go. And that moment in the temple early in the film which was a very dramatic moment, it was something that Tracy really wanted to go to a Buddhist temple. And we got there and Larry, we forgot a little detail, which was Larry can't have bare feet. And he totally freaked out because of the sensory overload. And afterwards, they came up to me and they said, Jerry, we want you to film us talking about it. We want to do a debrief. And once we did that debrief, I knew we had a film. Because there's such honesty in that moment where they're talking to each other. There's such compassion, there's such empathy, all these things that people say people with autism do not have. We really deconstruct the whole thing.
Here's that scene Jerry is talking about. It's Pascal reading for Larry.
Let's pick my shoe sock up. Larry from poor long history of low barefoot tolerance. He said it, low barefoot tolerance.
Hey, you're happy.
You're happy now. You're a happy guy now.
Larry, I wish you could have relaxed and enjoyed your film. Aww.
The film is filled with moments like this, taking baby steps out in the world and then thinking about what's just happened. It's all about the miracle of communicating when you never really know if communication is possible. And that's something we all feel when we travel the world. So I gave Larry and Tracy the last word with this question. Are you guys more like astronauts or comedians or heroes?
I would say comedic astronauts with the heroes or about us with a new face to autism.
Oh, that's great. Comedic astronauts with a hero's aura about presenting a new face for autism. Larry Bissonette.
Maybe need to invent new title leading men of more brains. Then here totally passionately adored by Facebook fans.
Leading men. Say those one more time.
Leading men of more brains than hair. Totally passionately adored by Facebook fans.
Welcome to the 21st century. That's Tracy Thresher and Larry Bissonette, stars of Wretches and Jabberers, and Jerry Wurzburg, the film's director. You can watch a trailer for the film and see photos of Larry and Tracy and the whole gang all at thetakeaway.org.